Harper's Bazaar has done a little bit of an article collaborating with Bumble, the dating app, talking about the new future of dating, the dating scene, particularly in, you can't say post-pandemic, we're still very much being ruled by COVID and COVID stuff, but how we look forward and how we get back out there, how we start dating again in this time. And we've invited producer Alex into the studio as our token single gal.
Yeah.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
So this article goes on to say, is the future of the dating world asking your potential, you know, lady, fella, whoever that you're going to go on a date with, to bring a negative rat, the negative rapid antigen test, along with them and say, hey, just so you know, I tested negative 15 minutes ago.
We're good to mac on.
We're good to go. We're good to have this meal and potentially, yes, get a little smoochy, a little bit intimate later on.
Can I bring the little UV light?
Yeah.
Just to confirm.
They're the worst ones, those tests.
Absolutely.
UV light never works. Like, come on, just come on. Shaking the battery around.
The article goes on to say, are we bringing the actual test? Are we accepting a photo? What if the photo is old?
Yeah.
What if the photo was sent by their mate who did it last week? It was negative, but we don't know if this guy has actually brought a proper one from today. So, Al, I guess moving forward in this pandemic time, how do you feel about meeting up with someone and then maybe going, hey, can you do a rat before we get together, please?
I don't know. Hey, I have enough anxiety before a first date as it is. So, like, having to just have that awkward initial conversation, like, okay, let's show our rat.
I'll show me mine if you show me yours.
Or do you just take their word for it?
It's not very sexy.
Like, oh, have you had COVID yet or whatever? Are you, yeah.
Like, you just try and avoid the COVID chat because, like, that's boring,
it's
isn't
so
it?
It is. Boring. Like, we've had 2 years of those conversations.
It's the new weather, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you can't help it. Every conversation goes there. You can't help it.
Seriously.
Like, absolutely.
But one of the chicks from Bumble who contributed to this conversation, she said, I don't think there's any difference between asking someone to show that they've had a negative test recently and how people have conversations around STI checks before they consider getting intimate together.
You do that, do you?
That's
an awkward chat as well.
I haven't done that yet.
That's you got to do it for your own safety, I guess. But that is an uncomfortable, icky convo to have with a new potential partner.
Especially because if you look at a direct comparison, right? I've got to get a rat test before going on a date and show it to me. Do I need to pee in a jar immediately before going on a date?
Yes.
Here's my urine. Here's my little stick that I
dip
in.
I'm good to go. Here's my background check.
Seriously. So they're terming this fear of dating again, FODA. We've had FOMO.
FODA.
We've had fear of going out, FOGO.
FOGO,
yeah. Now we've got FODA. Do you have FODA, Al?
Yeah, I have FODA.
You have FODA.
Okay.
One of the first dates I've been on, like, you know, in between pandemics, like, we can't say it's over, can we? So, and I was like, just chilling out before it, and my Apple Watch was like, are you okay? Your heart rate is way too high for lying down.
Oh, you're like, a high rate pain.
Yeah, I'm nervous. Thank you so much, Siri.
Take a breath. When it tells you to take a breath, I've got FODA. How could you?
I've got FODA. We need to put that little icon on our Apple Watches so it knows. Oh, hang on. She's just going
she's
on
got
a date.
FODA.
But then we can maybe give you a little affirmation. It
on top of all of that, with FODA, where do you go on dates? Because some people would be uncomfortable going to too busy a place, going indoors. Do you do a picnic again? Do you get a coffee and go for a walk? And it's a bit awkward.
Oh, God. You play wall ball.
What do you do?
My housemate did a war ball date last week.
No.
That's crazy.
It's not. You can't chat when you're playing war ball. How do you get to know them?
You're like, I want to beat you.
Yeah, I'm going to crush you.
Yeah, I don't think that was a second for him. Anyways. there's nothing worse. Before I moved here, guys, there was, you know, I was in Sydney in the midst of all of it. So walking dates were the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Go for a walk. But it's like, you know, I'm sweating and like, I don't want to like look at you and then bump into someone.
And your neck gets sore. I find your neck gets sore when you're looking at the person when you're on walking for too long.
What if I'm really unfit because I haven't been to the gym?
What if there's some stairs?
And I think the real issue here with Alex being the token single on the team is what if she goes, sees a guy, they mac on, she gets COVID, she doesn't know, brings it into us, and we go down.
Well, do we need to start doing this thing here?
Yeah, do we need to get Alex to make sure they get rat tests for her partners? It's a work
thing.
Can
you say the people I work with want you to do this?
By the way, I just need a quick selfie of you with the negative to send to my
today's newspaper
NJD group chat.